Welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast, where we unlock the winning edge through conversations with industry experts and thought leaders. Each episode explores how transforming business through human experience creates real impact. Join us for actionable insights and fresh perspectives that inspire success. Follow, rate, and review the podcast on your favorite platform. The next episode could spark your next big idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, a special episode for the Customer Experience Wargame, and I'm super thrilled because the first guest for the 2025 Customer Experience Wargame is Neil Taff. Hi, Neil. How are you?
The CX Goalkeeper, it's a pleasure to be with you once again. Thank you for having me.
I say thank you very much. As usual, this is a short episode, therefore, Neil, could you please share one sentence about you?
I'm Neil Taff. I'm the president and co-founder of Callzilla. We are a outsourced contact center provider combining the best of live agents. Yes, there is best of. It actually exists. And of course, technology and solutions around artificial intelligence and AI. And I'm a big fan of the CX Goalkeeper. Sorry, that's two things.
Thank you very much. That's great. But now also the audience will understand why I'm calling you president, because you are the president of Callzilla. And it means I am only the goalkeeper. You're the president of this great team, this great community. Let's kick off the discussion. What is your role in the customer experience war game and what motivated you to join?
I am a judge this year. I have participated in multiple annual versions of the CX World Games. This year, I am a judge. I've been a judge in previous years. As an asterisk, I have fulfilled other strategic roles that we'll get to in other questions. But this year, proudly, I am a judge, so I get to evaluate the work of the different teams and captains and participants. It's a really incredible position because I learn. That's my way of observing and learning and continuing my own education.
And what do you like the most about the games?
It's diverse. Diverse of opinion, of knowledge, of the ability to share things that one may think of themselves about these different challenges. One learns from the brilliant ideas and creativity of everybody else all throughout the world that plays. And so the exposure to that diversity is incredible.
And I can only say, yes, I agree, because I was playing also as a player. I was also captain. And I can remember my first participation with Jonathan Daniels, with Miles Thomas. It was great to be there, to work together, to get all these different views on what we can do and how we can improve experiences for charity purposes. How do events like the Customer Experience War Games contribute to the global CX community?
We're all doing CX for good. We're all utilizing the spirit of CX, things we do in our day-to-day work, to combine it, to channel it, to funnel it, to help organizations that are typically nonprofit, that have a social responsibility, somehow connected in their mission. They're mission-based, they're helping people, helping communities. So we're all utilizing our day-to-day skills to help organizations that need, to help others that are disadvantaged in some way, shape, or form. And that's the incredible spirit of the CX World Games and of Christopher Brooks and his team that have put this together.
Yes, you shared with me in the pre-discussion that you are also running separate customer experience war games. Could you please elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, so in Callzilla, in the company that I lead in my day-to-day work, we are, I believe, the first participants in the corporate version of the CX World Games. So as we are, you and I are recording this right now, Callzilla is now in, I think, week two, and challenge number two of our own version of the CX World Games. We have two organizations, one in Colombia, South America, and one in South Africa that we are helping and creating with. And I have the ability as a participant, as a team member, to work. And I report to a captain of my team. And it's a brilliant process. It's so rich. It's so diverse. It's so rewarding to play this role.
And you're speaking about challenges, not disclosing any secret corporate secrets. What type of challenges are you working on?
Yeah, you know, I think that many organizations have some of the similar unique challenges. how to acquire more donors, how to increase the value, the financial contribution of the donors, how to make it hopefully a recurring contribution, how to improve the experience of the donors. That's one of the things. And then how to improve and enrich the experience of the people that benefit from these different organizations. So there's on each side of the equation, I think I would characterize that the challenges we're working on are both. First on the donor side, and then the recipient side.
That's really interesting. And now let's look into the future. What is your wish for the future of the customer experience World Games?
So I'll also disclose, I am on the steering committee of the CX World Games. It's like a board of directors or a board of advisors. And I see for the CX World Games continued expansion, not only generally, but in more countries and regions, in different languages, and a corporate version of the game. So I think the spirit is just going to continue to spread. And it's a real tribute to Christopher Brooks and his team that this has had such a reception from different parts of the world, different languages, different regions. And of course, the nonprofits themselves that I think are so happy to be able to receive this type of help. I just see it growing, expanding, and becoming deeper in its reach and its meaning.
I love it. And perhaps thinking about the future of the CX World Game, as you are also in the steering of the games, I was also thinking about next to all these charities and the support that it's extremely important because it's CX for good, but also solving in the verticals some issues. Thinking about healthcare, insurances, utilities, and so on. If companies can come together and find common solution to the same problem that we have as customer, as patients, it would be really great. Sorry for adding this.
No, but it's a brilliant point. I would add one other thing. The same challenges that the companies have in administering their CX, for example, in managing team members, motivating team members, finding the correct team members, training them. By the way, those challenges also exist in the CX World Games. Everyone will sign up usually with the best intent to play, but not everyone understands, not everyone is engaged from the beginning, not everyone has the time. The captains have different challenges with managing the teams and personalities and making chemistry on their team. And so it is a unique microcosm of the real world or the for-profit world that so many of us are in. Those challenges, of course, also exist within the not-for-profit and volunteer type of work that we do here in the CX World Games.
Thank you very much, Neil, or President. Now we are coming to an end of this game, but at the end of this game, we have some penalties and therefore three questions for you with a one-word answer. If you could describe your customer experience war game experience in one word, what would it be?
Inspiring.
If you could describe the customer experience war game community in one word, what would it be?
Diverse.
Are you planning to participate in the next customer experience war game again?
I'm going to answer with not a yes or not a no, and it would be forever. As long as Christopher Brooks and his team will allow me, I hope I can participate forever.
And this would be also my answer, and therefore I'm super keen and super thankful to the customer experience war game, but also to people like you, Neil, dear President, and to all the participants, all the players, all the captains, that we can work together and creating something good, as in your words, customer experience for good. For today, it's everything. Thank you very much, Neil, for your time.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you to the CX World Games for allowing me this opportunity for me.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth, subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!